Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Brooks. Good to be with you.
Why is there a distinction between genders at such a young age, and how have they been constructed?
Well, look, the distinction between genders, there's been a lot of research on this for a long time in regards to, essentially that we're always already sort of gendered when we come into this world. You know, when someone has a baby, it's very hard, sort of that question, is it a boy or a girl, immediately sort of pops out. And from that moment, we begin to sort of put opinions and stereotypes onto that subject. And I think what's really sort of interesting is that the recent journal article in Science sort of speaks to quite a lot of feminist research, you know, from the second wave onwards, that is looking at, I guess, the sort of internalization of oppressive norms or sort of gender norms, patriarchal norms about how we understand gender. There's a particularly interesting article called Throwing Like a Girl by Iris Marion Young, who's a pretty famous sort of political feminist theorist. And that was sort of looking similarly, at physical rather than intellectual powers and capacities. And it found that in girls sort of at a certain age when girls and boys, and I guess we are speaking in a binary system here as well, bodies were the same. So essentially the muscle development had not sort of given cis boys any sort of increased upper body strength, any muscle strength. Girls did begin to throw a ball differently to boys. And the reason that Iris Marion Young is sort of talking about why this occurred is because essentially, girls internalize these oppressive norms very early on. And so that leads them to throwing balls, shorter and not as fast as their peers, as boys, which have the same sort of body strength. And that sort of plays out again in this journal article that has been recently commented on by the BBC, talking about the way that girls have internalized the idea that they're not as brilliant as boys.
And Emily, you mentioned this predetermined nature of gender. How have kids been introduced to perform a particular gender?
Oh, pardon, sorry, the idea. Well, gender is not sort of predetermined as such. It's not innate. But gender is basically something that it's a relational idea in a way. So we are basically, you could sort of think about gender as the way that cultural or we have cultural fantasies that we sort of use to explain our physical biology. And further to that, gender is relational. So it means different things at different times and in different contexts. So in the West, within sort of middle class society, say, or within different kinds of groups, gender and the way you perform gender and the way we anticipate gender in one another is going to be different.
And what can essentially be put in place to close this gender binary?
That's a giant question. I think hopefully further critical analysis of gender norms, particularly a binary system. What I found a bit sort of troubling, in the article, we're looking at basically how to overcome those sort of oppressive gender norms that lead to inequalities. Okay. Now, the BBC article was actually interviewing one of the journal authors, Dr. Lynn Bian, and it was interesting that one of the sort of take-home messages that they were saying was, how can we overcome this gender gap? Well, we can do that by, and I'm quoting here, they were talking about hard work, basically, because in the study, there were two sort of different games that they got children to play. So it was found that both girls and boys would equally like to play games that were for children who tried really, really hard, as opposed to games where they were for children who were really, really smart. They found that girls were less inclined as they grew older to sort of play those games because they'd internalised this idea that they weren't brilliant. Dr. Lynn Bian then went on to say in the BBC article that girls seem to be impacted by the message focusing on hard work. And so they said that, and I quote, thus conveying the importance of hard work to success could protect and even promote young girls' interests. Now, I sort of have somewhat of some reservations about that. On two levels. One of the levels is that talking about girls and sort of asking them just to work harder, I mean, that in itself is quite a gendered stereotype. It's sort of talking about, we all have the idea of, you know, the girl who is good, the girl who is quiet and diligent and does her work very well. I think that's really quite a retrograde idea of femininity or normative femininity. And in addition to that, I think that compelling the idea that girls should just sort of work harder to, you know, attain access to sort of brilliance is really discounting sort of structural inequalities in our society that some classes of people do face. So it might be, you know, really hard for some girls to just work really hard and, you know, pull their socks up when they face discrimination or prejudice, or they come from a low socioeconomic background, or they're struggling with their sexuality and are being bullied. So I think those things are probably issues that also need to be looked at in the study about how to kind of overcome gender inequality in the intellectual domain, both at a young age and later in life.
And currently we do have more women in the workforce than ever before, but how may this new research affect women's future in their careers?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting one because, yeah, as you were saying, on the one hand, we have a lot of women actually performing really well within school, within those traditionally, and I kind of hate using that word brilliant, but in those fields that people sort of ascribe brilliance to, so in science and maths and that kind of thing. But when they actually get into the workforce, they only get to a certain level, or they, you know, they don't attain higher salaries, that kind of thing. So I think all of those sort of workplace issues about the gender pay gap, discrimination in terms of actually getting people into higher roles, managerial roles, professorial roles, that needs to be looked at a structural level, both within the academy and within private sort of business as well.
Yeah, it definitely is an interesting topic. Thank you so much for joining us, Emily.
No problem. Have a good day.